Hey folks, welcome to another special Cybersecurity Awareness Month edition of Talos Takes. Just a quick note before we get into things. I will be stepping away from Talos Takes for a few months while I go on parental leave. The show will be in the good hands of Nick Biasini, who you've heard on here many times. However, the cadence might be decreasing a little bit, so don't expect a new episode every week. But please be patient with us as we figure out this new workflow for a little bit, and then I will talk to you all again in March. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a special Cybersecurity Awareness Month episode of Talos Takes. For this week, we are going to be talking about growing your security horizons and skills. And as part of that, I have Jason and David from Cisco Talos Incident Response. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having us.
Could you guys just give the listeners a quick introduction about your exact roles on Incident Response?
Sure, yeah. So I'm Jason Kirkland. I am a incident response consultant for Cisco Talos and assist with a lot of proactive and reactive engagements from incident response plans to emergency responses.
Yeah, and I'm David Roman. I'm also an incident responder on the Cisco Talos incident response team, also focusing on emergency response and also helping out with our cyber range training courses.
So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about free and useful ways to kind of grow your cybersecurity knowledge if you're any skill level, really. I mean, I'm someone who has pretty much no security experience prior to working at Talos. Also, if you've been, you know, in the field for several years, that doesn't mean that there's no room to grow either. So for somebody who is listening to this and, you know, maybe you're security curious, but you don't really know where to start on learning or practicing, what are some good resources you guys would give people?
Yeah, so this is Jason. To answer that, there's so many resources out there. It's incredible. A lot more than when I started almost 20 years ago. I would definitely say some of the great websites that I use, and I know a lot of other folks at Talos use, are Defer Diva. She has a ton of links to training, free training, paid training, practice guides, all kind of stuff. One of the other websites we like to use is tryhackme.com. They have free and paid. You can start, you know, with basics, or you can go as advanced as you want, right? A lot of great experience doing that. And Reddit. Reddit is really good. There's a few places within Reddit, like NetSec or Cybersecurity, that really give you just tons of information. People will give you good feedback. And they also pass along links, right? Everybody has their own learning style and a cache of information that they use to learn, you know, cybersecurity, and that's a great place to interact with people.
Yeah, and some of the other resources that are out on YouTube have a lot of good information too. And of course, Cisco Talos is the YouTube channel, but other things like 13 Cubed and Defer Science, those both have great, short form instructional videos, usually on specific topics. And then, of course, the Blue Team Village, John Hammond. If you can look up John Hammond on YouTube, he does all kinds of things for Red Team and Blue Team side, and kind of mixing both, so you really get to understand what's happening there. And again, it's all based on free content and showing you ways that you can do a lot of this, at home for little to no cost. And also shout out Discord. We do a lot on Discord with the Blue Team Village, and there's also a digital forensics Discord server that is run by a bunch of folks in the community, and you'll have everyone on there from SANS instructors to other folks in the industry, and there's just a lot of great content that's out there and a lot of great resources that you can ping and ask questions to.
Yeah, I'll have to plug the Discord as well. That digital forensics Discord is something I'm on weekly. A lot of great links, a lot of smart people who, give advice or anything like that is a great mm-hmm. Discord.
So a lot of people think that to get into security, oh, I need to go to college and get a computer science or security focused degree of some type, but at least speaking of my personal experience working at Talos, that's not a prerequisite for getting hired or, that you need to have that specific education listed on your resume somewhere. So I'm kind of curious about your guys' experience. Where do you think that you've gotten your best experiences from? Was it kind of in or out of the classroom?
I would definitely say that out of the classroom. You know, the classroom gives you great fundamentals, but on-the-job training or hands-on training is certainly the best. Doing lab work that you can find, you know, there's all kind of things that you can download, memory samples, compromised endpoints. You know, there's so much that you can do with a home lab and YouTube channels. It's incredible. It's just as good, if not better, than classroom learning.
I think another way that you can get some of that experience too is checking out a lot of your local conferences. You know, there's B-sides that are happening a lot of places, and that's a free conference to go to. So you can meet people, you can learn some things, you know, sit in on some of the talks, get in on some of the Capture the Flag activities, you know, anything to learn, you know, anything that piques your interest, you can kind of dig into that. Another thing to look for is, you know, CitySec or local DEF CON groups. Not all the DEF CON groups are solely focused on, you know, being elite hacksaws. There's just a lot of good folks that get in those groups just because they're curious and they want to learn and they want to share knowledge if they have knowledge. So, you know, look out for some of those things and just kind of find ways to get involved, you know, ask questions, you know, don't be afraid to meet people.
Yeah, you guys have both already mentioned Blue Team Village at DEF CON as a good resource for folks. And I specifically am also on the Discord and was in there during DEF CON. What else can you guys kind of tell me about the various free training tools and educational resources that Blue Team Village has helped build?
Yeah, so this year was the fifth anniversary of the existence of the Blue Team Village at DEF CON. And so one of the things that I'll say we, because I help with the Blue Team Village as well, we built a new project this year called Project Obsidian. So we spent about 11 months putting together an entire virtual company with virtual environment, had some red team folks run a bunch of scenarios against it, and then we developed a whole bunch of training content for various pieces of cybersecurity, everything from incident response to digital forensics to you know, cyber threat intelligence and, you know, malware analysis, you know, anything that you can kind of think of. We've got some training videos that are recorded for that. So all that's available out on the Blue Team Village's YouTube channel. And there's also a GitHub repo that'll be in the show notes as well, where we captured that data. So not only can you watch the video about how we process that information, but you can go get the data yourself. And, you know, we'll have more updates to come on that information for Project Obsidian as well. But the idea is that you've got access to the data, access to instructional videos, and ways to ingest that into whatever tool set you've got. So you can use that to learn.
What about when it comes to keeping up with security trends and news? You guys spend a lot of time reading security or IT-focused news outlets or blogs or you know, outside of the Discord communities that we've already talked about, are there any other good social media communities for folks to join? And I should mention too, you just said it, David, but I forgot to mention up top that all the links to all the stuff that we're talking about are going to be in the show notes and on the blog that I post along with this. So people will have access to all of these resources that we're talking about.
Yeah, I would say as far as keeping up with security and news and what's going on, I would probably say Twitter would be number one. There's so much content out there, you know, just from individual contributors to, you know, just doing some keyword searching, right? You can find so much information on current attacks or methods or, you know, anything like that. I know just a few on, you know, of the probably hundreds of folks that I follow on Twitter. You know, CISA is a great government organization to stay in touch with. Florian Roth, who does a lot with Sigma, is really great when it comes to threat hunting and that type of stuff. Katie Nichols from Red Canary, some of her threat intelligence information and posts that she has done have been great. Then there's always Swift on Security, who's another great one. Who just gives you a ton of information. Kind of going back to the DFIR Digital Forensics Discord, Andrew Rathman, I think he leads some of that, and he is chocked full of great information that he passes along.
Some of the other sources that I like to follow or, find some podcasts that you like as well. There's lots of digital forensics podcasts, everything from cloud security info to, incident response info, and even, even things about, current attacks or, the hacker mindset. Understanding the adversary will help you understand, some of the questions that you might need to ask when it comes to, doing security or doing incident response. That way you understand, I know what question to ask, so now I got to go find out, how do I get the answer to this? And that'll help you learn the tools and the techniques that you might need to dig into a little further.
No, I was going to say one more thing is Feedly, like RSS feeds from blogs. I have hundreds upon hundreds of websites that, mm-hmm. that you can throw into a Feedly and ingest that way as well.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you guys for the insight on all of this. Is there anything else that I missed on the topic in general of like broadening your security horizons that you want to add that we didn't talk about already?
I would say the one thing is I kind of saw a meme the other day that was, I thought explained it well, is a lot of folks just want to jump into cybersecurity, but I would recommend learning the basics of your systems administration, network administration, coding, because that's going to build you a great foundation and give you a lot of knowledge going into cybersecurity and how to defend a network or how to defend, an endpoint. So I would say in the beginning, an inch deep and a mile wide is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the last thing that I would suggest is just, be curious. Don't be afraid to, check out lots of different topics and lots of different subjects. And if you can, get a virtual environment set up and try to break things and figure it out.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you guys again for providing your insight into this. And I appreciate you guys coming on. I'm sure we'll have you on in the future to talk about something else incident response related.
All right. Thank you for the time.
Yeah. Sounds great. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.